Hello and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we're the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Mm-hmm. Go to Facebook, follow them. You're already there. Follow us. We Are Marvel Pod.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll get so many fun, funny things on there.
I think so.
You'd have a blast. So go do it. I'm one of your hosts, by the way. My name is Jeremy.
I'm your other host, and my name is Justin.
Thank you for joining us. If this is your first episode, it's not usually that bad to start with.
Yeah, usually I introduce the episodes, and it goes much smoother.
It goes back and forth. But whether this is your first episode or your 100th, we are super thankful for you guys joining us. It's awesome. I didn't think we'd ever get here, but I do feel like we got here quicker than I expected.
I thought so, too. I mean, it helps that, there are months where we do four in a row. There are months like the past month where we do two and kind of forget we have a podcast, apparently.
It's hot, okay? It's hot.
This is true.
Sure, wherever you are, it's hot.
Yes, and we decided to do it on the hottest day of the year. But my cave is very air-conditioned and feels quite nice.
It does. It feels good in here, which is another reason I was excited to come here and do it, because... off topic here, but my AC went out yesterday, and so my house is still cooling down today. Ugh. So when I found out we were doing this not online, I was like, oh, I get AC.
Screw you, family.
It's cooling down. Okay. Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be fine by next week.
Yeah. Ugh. No, that would suck. Anyways, back to this. We said, we're at episode 100. Thank you guys for joining us.
For sure.
We decided to just have a little fun this episode. Mm-hmm. We're just going to talk about things we enjoy, which is a... Justin says top 10. He has a ranking. Mm-hmm. I say top 10.
Jeremy can only count to about 3 or 4 without losing track, so he never puts anything, let alone going backwards. Don't even get me started. But yeah, this is awesome.
We didn't say what the top 10 is, by the way. We just said a top 10.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure they know from the title. It's just top 10 Marvel movies.
Or shows.
I didn't do any shows.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did.
And I already know which ones.
But where will they land?
That you have to listen to find out.
What twist?
And we got a little secret, little something, something in the middle there that we're going to squeeze in.
That's what we haven't done.
I don't. Have we done it on this podcast?
I don't remember.
I don't think we have.
Because I had the idea, and I was like, yeah, we should do that. We haven't done that in a long time. And I went, have we done that?
We haven't, because they've all been virtual, and you have the cards. That's true. Ask yourself the questions.
I mean, I could.
Yeah, that's I guess. And I just sit here wondering.
Is he going to get it right?
I think he's right. Let's find out.
And that's it. And we should have done it, because I could have just lied.
And you would.
Yeah. But yeah, our top 10 favorite Marvel titles, not just Marvel Studios, but all of Marvel, as is the theme of this season.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. We were at the store, and I was just like, how many episodes of podcasting have I done?
Yeah. Did you figure it out?
No. I think I've got to be close to 400 at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were close to 2 in our first show.
Yeah.
I did over 100 in Pod and Gore.
Okay.
Nerds World only did a handful. We didn't get too far before lockdown, and we had to stop.
Okay.
And then we've done guest spots and stuff. So I think, if I'm not at 400, I think I'm getting very close.
Yeah, you probably are hovering very close to it. Wow, nice. Congrats.
Thank you.
And what do you have to show for it?
You in my basement.
That can go one of two ways. Real good for you, or real bad for me, or
a little bit of both. Episode's not over, folks. He did say we have a surprise in the middle.
There always should be. All right, well, Justin, do you want to grab our Icarus for the 100th time?
Mm-hmm.
And let's dive into this. Top 10 Marvel things on your screen.
Giddy up.
Okay, I was looking at my list here, and I was going to try and see if I could quickly put him into a top 10. Like,
but you're still not going to, because you suck.
I will try. I can figure out my least on this.
All right.
This might work. We're going to try this.
I'm very excited. I'm going to
start this list out at number 10.
That's a good place.
With X-Men First Class.
You know, it almost made my list.
Okay.
It's I'm double checking. No, I will solid say there are only, I guess, technically two. I know we included non-MCU things, but only two, 1.5, made it onto my actual list.
I think I have four.
That's impressive, because as it stands so far this year, you have not liked almost anything we've covered.
That is correct.
So these are I'm all interested to find out what those things are.
I'm happy to share them with you. Yeah. But first, we have to talk about X-Men First Class. We'll get to the others.
Yeah.
It made my list because I when I was thinking back on movies that I liked that I haven't watched in a long time, because I want to think about those two, not just the current stuff.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men First Class was, I remember thinking, this is amazing. Like, this is so cool. They're going back and it works. And I love the actors that they picked for everything. And it was a great way to show kind of the origins of the X-Men, the first class of X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
So I super enjoyed it. It's been a long time since I watched it. I'm trying not to watch the old stuff until we get to them.
Sure. So
I could just kind of
going fresh.
Get my reactions to it right then and there. Not, mm-hmm. I remember watching it a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while. But as far as memory serves, I really enjoyed it, so I am looking forward to getting to it. For sure. I don't even know when we're going to.
I don't know. I don't think we even are going to get there this year, but
probably not.
It is exciting. I mean, it's a great film. It is, and especially at the time, it was 2011-ish. We had just gotten off of 2009's X-Men Origins Wolverine, which we were shitting on just before this episode started. And it was such a breath of fresh air.
It was, yeah.
And seeing, I mean, we're spoiled for choice as far as costuming goes in the MCU, but still to this day, the X-Men movies are, like, known for not having comic-accurate costumes. That's why the Wolverine reveal in the Deadpool photos is so fucking awesome.
Yes.
Because after 20-some-odd years, we're finally getting there.
Yeah.
But seeing the first-class suits, that yellow, and it was more black than blue, but still something that's a close facsimile to those original suits from the 60s was fucking awesome. And then you get that comic Magneto suit at the end. Fassbender's amazing. His whole arc is fantastic. It almost made my list.
It's such
a tight list. The MCU, I know, debate over the last couple phases, but those first three just rocked it so hard. Yeah. It's really, especially phase three.
Yes.
A lot of my stuff is, I think, phase three.
That's fair. I mean, it was great. Yeah. I've mentioned this before, but I got my daughter going on it, and I actually just watched Homecoming on Saturday.
Oh, nice. So you're getting there.
Yeah.
You're going release order.
Yeah? Yes, release order. Yep. And I'm so excited to Endgame and.
Yeah. You're close.
Yeah. Just watch her. I just want to watch her watch it.
I think the real question is, are you ready for the tears in Infinity War?
No, not at all. Because she always talks about her, and it's like, why do you have to like her so much?
She'll be back. They'll all be back.
What do you got for number 10?
My number 10 is going to shock and amaze you that it is so low on my list.
Oh, okay.
But after thinking about it long and hard... That's what she said.
I was going to leave it.
It had to go here, and it's Captain America Civil War.
Wow.
I know. And it's tough because I've really reevaluated the Captain America films recently.
Really?
We'll get there.
Okay. Good.
And, I mean, it's fantastic. I can't think of a better way for them to do this movie.
Hmm.
So, the only thing that kind of hits against it for me to be so low is that it's not an ending.
Okay.
Like, it's the first part of his ending.
Right.
And like, Because I remember watching this in theaters, and we didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think I talked about this when we did this movie, and my heart was literally pounding in my chest because I didn't know if they were going to kill him or not.
Right.
Which I mean, they could have, but I don't know. It would have opened up a different can of worms that I don't think they really needed to do. But
that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, everything they did with Bucky, when I first saw it, I was kind of mixed on whether it was truly a Captain America movie, because it was so Avengers,
yeah,
and Tony Stark and all that jazz, but I've come around on that. But it is solid. It is the best way to do Civil War in the MCU.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't make my list, surprisingly, and I think part of that was because we watched it not too long ago, and I thought maybe it was just recency bias kind of thing.
Sure.
And there were other things that I kind of wanted to include and talk about.
Hmm.
But, I mean, it is. It's so good.
It is.
It's great. You know, if I can throw it in as an honorable mention, I would. Yeah. But
I think that's probably what I would have done with First Class.
Yeah, like, it's such a good movie. And, yeah, like, I mean, and even the villain, just the way he did it. Mm-hmm. And just all the, how they kept making us think that they were doing one thing and it was really another. And finding out that the actual idea is like, that is so much better.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, because, I mean, I remember the twist and seeing that and being like, oh, shit, that's what this movie's about. Right. I'm getting goosies thinking about it right now.
Yeah, same.
Like, when they find out that the super soldiers are all dead and yeah. Daniel Brühl, who I actually just watched in a movie earlier today called Burnt, we were on a cooking movie-a-thon before we started our sports movie-a-thon. Sports movie, yeah. And it's really interesting. It has Bradley Cooper, Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
And he's a chef. And anyway, Daniel Brühl's in it. And he's really good. Nice. But when you get that twist of, like, he killed the super soldiers and he really hates super soldiers, and then the screen comes on and you see the car.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's,
this is what he's been doing. Yeah.
It's so brilliant. I mean, it's not from the books. It's from, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is. It's a little Easter egg that they plopped into Winter Soldier.
Right.
That, if you're paying attention, is like, oh, shit, that's an interesting little factoid. But if you're not, it just kind of passes by. They don't talk about it. They don't, like, they're on it for just a split second, long enough for you to read it.
Right.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
And it's never talked about again until now.
Until that, yeah.
Like, even in the opening scene, you don't know who he's killing.
Right.
Like, he shoots the car hits the thing, and he steals the super serum out of the trunk, and that's it.
Yeah, that could be anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, then you find out who it is, and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wait, this is what he's doing.
And it's brilliant because, so cool. I mean, when you think about, even after that awesome airport fight and Rhodey being hurt, it's just like, yeah, this is enough to kind of disrupt the team,
mm-hmm.
but it's not really enough to end the team.
Right.
Like, they could recover. All of this was just kind of a shitty round of misunderstandings that could be cleared up, like in most movies, with a conversation.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
But this can't.
No.
And it was brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's done and it's too big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. I don't know why it's not on my list. I don't know. We'll get to it.
Moving on.
Man, I guess I'm picking these as we go because I'm dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go with, I think for number 9, I would go with Thor Ragnarok.
Also not on my list.
That's okay. It almost wasn't on my list, but because I kept thinking, no, you know, I kept thinking what other people think, and I don't know why I was doing this. This is my list.
Yeah.
Other people always comment, oh, it was just too funny. There's too much jokes, too much this and that. I loved it. I think this is the Thor that I fell in love with, essentially. Like, this is not the dumb guy that doesn't know what he's doing anymore. Like, this is a Thor that's been through a lot and is just trying to make things right and do right. And it was funny. It was hilarious. It had a bunch of fun stuff. But it was great too, and he went through so much, and so it's the ultimate Thor movie for me, without a doubt.
That is fair.
Yeah, so I had to make my list.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Thor guy. I mean, just look at your beard. You know,
yeah.
It's I mean, after Love and Thunder, and when we talked about which I like.
I like too.
But it made me reevaluate Ragnarok, right. And it made me go, they're kind of the same in my book.
Okay.
Ragnarok is funnier.
Okay, yeah.
Love and Thunder has a better story.
Fair.
And so, like, I have a big ranking list. I'm a list person. It hurts my brain to not do lists, and it helps me to do them. And they're right next to each other. I think I have Love and Thunder right above Ragnarok, just okay. because the Jane Gore stuff worked so much better than Hela just kind of showing up and being crazy.
Yeah.
So it just... I do love the movie. I love all these movies. Like, the finale of Secret Invasion aside, there's been nothing that Marvel Studios... And I preface Marvel Studios, because Inhumans, has done that I have not liked.
Okay.
If not loved. Yeah. So, like, I like Ragnarok a lot, and it is a fun, enjoyable watch. I love the Quinjet scene with Hulk when he sees Black Widow and has his breakdown. Like, I love emotional stuff. When we look at my list, it's the big emotional heavy hitters, except for maybe my next one, which is more lighthearted and fun.
Okay.
And it's a couple ways. But, you know, but it's just, the Thor movies have been so hit and miss, mostly miss, that I'm still waiting for, to me, classic Thor is the first Thor.
Okay.
That's the one, and he's a character I've never been that attached to anyway, even in cartoons and whatever, but when I think of Thor, I think of the first movie.
Okay.
So, which also did not make my list.
That's fair. Mine either.
What is my next one? My number 9 is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me, especially at the time, and we'd gotten through so many shithole Spider-Man movies, 3 in a row, quite frankly. Like, I love you, Andrew Garfield. You're great. But we had Spider-Man 3, Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, which was supposed to kick off a whole shitty Amazing Spider-Verse. And thank God we sidestepped that landmine. And Homecoming to me was just quintessential. Like, if I picked up a Spider-Man comic from the 60s or watched an episode of the 90s show, it would be this. Like, I could nit and pick and find some things that I would like to see different. I wish they'd given Shocker a suit like it was teased in the toys and shit. Like, just give him a fucking mask. Like, that's all you had to do.
Yeah.
That's literally the only... Like, and just say it's protecting his face
from
the blast. And just do that.
Or even protecting his identity, because we're trying to not be caught. Because
he's a criminal. Stupid dicks. But anyway, I don't care. It's fine. And bring him back, for fuck's sakes. It's great. Like, it's just... It's not super heavy, but it's perfect Spider-Man, criminal, robbing banks and shit, trying to make money. Like, it's just, and the way they did Vulture, I mean, Michael Keaton's had such an amazing resurgence over the last several years.
Yeah.
He was perfect. Suit's amazing. Like, it might be one of my favorite suits just because of where it started on the page, being an old bald guy in green spandex with a fluffy collar to that.
Yeah.
Where he's legit terrifying.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
It is. It's great. Like I said, we just watched it Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, just Keaton in the scene in the car.
Yeah.
Where he's figuring it out was just,
perfect.
Yeah. It was so great. Just watching his face and you can just see him like putting it together and oh man, it was great.
And then the light turns green and he has that Keaton smile with his eyes.
And that, and his suit, like you mentioned already, it's so cool. Like, and just the way he can control it, and I think they did the weight of it is probably too much for his legs, actually. But it's just, it looks so cool, and the way he can control it, cuts the webs, and there's all the stuff he did with it, and the masks and the green eyes. Oh man, such like you said, brilliant taking that idiot off the dumb looking guy off the page and turning it into that.
That's what's been so great about the first two Spider-Man movies, which may or may not end up on my list, is that they take literally the dumbest villains that Spider-Man has, the goofiest, never gonna work ones, and made them perfect.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah. I hope John Watts comes back for four. Like, if he doesn't, I'm going to be a little sad.
It's so good. Okay, number eight. Let's figure this out together here. I'm going to go with The Avengers. The first one.
That's fair.
Because it's very a nostalgic one. It's it was that first time that we got that build up and team up, and just thinking back to it was like it actually happened. Because we got Iron Man, it was like that was cool. You know, we got comic book movies. This one was really good, and then we get another one. It's like, oh, they're connected. And then, as the fans that we are, we knew that this was going to happen. But then when it actually did happen, they're actually all up on that screen. Working together like these huge titles, like you are in a movie by yourself and now you're here in this movie with that other person that was in a movie by themselves. And it was just so cool to see. And I remember it's nostalgia essentially. Yeah. It's not the best Avengers movie.
No.
But it just the nostalgia of it is it had to make my list.
Yeah, I mean that's Whedon kind of didn't quite follow through as much on Age of Ultron, which I actually really like, but the first one, to me, melds that classic nostalgia of early 2000s, late 90s, you know, Batman Forever-esque superhero movies with the modern sensibilities of what the MCU had and the Dark Knight trilogy had made up to that point.
Right.
And it's just fantastic. It is. Like, yeah, it's a little hokey and corny, but that's what makes it great because, like Coulson designing Cap's suit and it being a little hokey, like that's the point.
Right.
And that's been, I think, the strongest part of the MCU in total, and we've talked about this before, is just they point out the fact that it's stupid, so they're in on it, so you're in on it, so it's okay.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not on my list, but I did think about it. It's so much fun.
It is.
Like, it's not something like, oh, there's real stakes and everyone's going to... No.
Yeah.
But, it's the first Avengers movie. They're all going to win.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yep.
But it's so much fun getting there that I could watch that. Like, that's my rainy day, I'm sick, want to feel better movie.
Okay. Nice. It's a good one. Yep. I don't blame you.
My number eight, back to the essentials, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Nearly. And I'm honestly, like, I'm a little surprised it's this low. Because, as we've said before, it's probably one of the best things Marvel's ever done.
Yeah.
Hands down was by at that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of competition at that then. But, like, it kept holding up and still holds up. It's still, like, that's why it's on my list, because it is fantastic. I've tried to poke holes in it. Friend of the show, Tony, and I used to hash it out and be like, is there any little holes in the ship that we can, you know, you can't. Like, it's so well thought through. The fact that even Robert Redford was on set going, no, I don't need to say that line because I already said this. Because he's just, like, he's fantastic. It's Robert Redford.
For he's a freaking professional.
Like, his final film was Endgame.
Yeah. All right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Like, it's so great in every way. The music, every time I hear that screech when the Winter Soldier shows up, it gets me going. Yeah. That boat scene at the beginning when Cap's just mauling through those guys and tossing the shield. Like, that was,
it's
perfect.
It was, yeah. We're going to hear about it again. Just a heads up.
Fair enough.
All right. My number seven. Oof. It's getting tough now. I think I would go with Deadpool. Deadpool number seven. It's been a long time since I've watched it, but I remember the buildup of this movie coming out and watching that leaked kind of.
I was about to say the quote unquote accidentally leaked test footage.
And it just looking so cool. And then it's actually being in the movie and looking even better. And it's a blast. It's Ryan Reynolds, like, is perfect for that role. And yes, he was in that role before, but it was not done correctly.
No.
And it finally was. And it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's so great. I'm so excited for the next one.
I am too.
And it's like he's a fan too, and he knows what he's doing. And I don't know how much of this he does actually know. I don't know how much of a fan he really is, But it seems like he is, and it's all getting done correctly, and it's great.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing with these, is that it's a passion project of his. It's something that he worked on for, like, a decade to finally get it done, and get it done well. I mean, the constant rewrites and things being done before this one even came out. Hmm. I mean, it was such a journey. It's been such a passion project for him. Honestly, it's what made me excited for Black Adam at first, because I knew that was a big one for The Rock.
Right.
And then we got Black Adam, and I like it, but it's not great.
Yeah.
But this, it was such a surprise, such a breath of fresh air, and it felt like something Fox wouldn't do.
Right.
Because this is before Logan. This is before, it's after First Class. I don't remember. It came out in 2017.
I don't remember, but I can check.
Something like that. So, I mean, they had started to sort of take some risks and do some more comic accurate things, but like...
2016.
16. That was close. But I went over, so Price is Right, I'm wrong.
Year one, Bob.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, it's just, they nailed it. It's not my absolute favorite movie, but it is one that, like, I can put on and my wife enjoys because it's so fun and, you know, enjoyable. And it's just, it's great. Like, it's the best way to do that character. And they nailed it.
Yeah, he's nailed it.
Oh, he nailed it.
He nailed it.
My number seven is Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, how far?
Depends on how far down it is on your list. But it's fantastic. Everything about it is great. And I've said this millions of times. I'll say it millions more. The fact that Mysterio is the way that he is and works as well as he works is amazing. I collect Hot Toys. I have... 6 of them now. He's one of them because he's fantastic. And 3 of them are Captain America's. Big shock.
Yeah.
So of the other 3, the other 2 are Doctor Strange and Vision, just so you know. Just the costume alone. I mean, I remember us talking about this. I don't remember what we were doing talking about it. It must have been our first show.
Yeah. I think it was.
And just like, they're not going to do the fishbowl.
Right.
There's no way they're going to do the fishbowl. How could you do that? It's going to be so dumb. So, or they're going to do it, but it's going to be like, oh, here it is. Oh, no, you think that'd be great, but it's fucking stupid, so we're not going to do it.
Yeah, because I remember even saying like, oh, I'll probably put like a fishbowl on a shelf and he'll stand behind it kind of a thing. And it's like, that won't actually do it.
Right? I mean, and that's such a... It's crazy how we're this far into the MCU and we're still thinking of the shit they pulled in the 90s. Because that is so something they would have done in the 90s. Yeah. And technically, they did it in Captain America. You had Arnim Zola behind that big magnifying glass thing as a nod to his big face on a screen, which we never actually got. I mean, we kind of did in Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on a big robot.
Right.
Which, anyway, I won't get into that. But it works. It's one of those things you can watch over and over again and find new stuff. Did you know that you can see Gyllenhaal in the background of scenes, like wearing a baseball cap and members of his gang?
Yeah, I've heard this.
They're there. I've seen one of the guy that like feeds him lines. I've seen him.
Really?
But yeah.
That's so cool.
It is. And it's such a clever thing. The Skrull twist, especially after Secret Invasion, I'm not crazy about. But aside from that, like, I love it. Again, they've done classic Spider-Man adventures in these 3 movies, and the 3rd one is not on my list, but these first 2 were just perfect.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I know.
Okay, my number...
6.
6?
Mm-hmm.
This was tough. I'm over here just struggling. I think I've figured out my order that I'm going to go with.
Well, again, that's good.
As I have said before. Halfway
through the episode, that's not bad for you.
As I've said before, this could change tomorrow, next week.
Sure.
Yesterday. So for now, what I'm going to go with for number 6, because looking at the remaining, it just fits there right now. And that is Captain America the Winter Soldier, which we've talked about.
Yeah, but in 2 steps higher than me, so I mean.
Because I like it that much more, okay? But as you've mentioned, it is great. It's such a good movie. And the Winter Soldier was amazing. It's one of those villains that you're kind of rooting for because he's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go on to root for him because, we know who he is, and he's Bucky. And for me, the twist worked because I don't know if I just completely forgot about it, who Bucky was or anything. So when I see him, it's like, whoa, blows your mind. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good movie. It's one, that was another way I kind of picked these is, what would I go back and watch again, even though I know what happens?
Yeah.
And this is definitely one of them.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's great.
It is interesting. I mean, we've talked about this before, the idea of that I know so much about this stuff to a detriment. So it's right. Interesting having, like, when my wife and I watched this for the first time and her not really knowing, you know, who everyone was, even, you know, and shit, and you kind of forgetting about the whole Bucky thing. Like, I knew what was coming. I've read this line of the comics. It's what got me into Captain America in the first place. Ed Brubaker's run, and he's in the movie. He's one of the scientists, the bald one, who's working on Bucky when they're in that big green room thing.
Okay, okay.
Trying to recondition him.
Yeah.
That's Ed Brubaker.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I met him. He's awesome. He signed, I don't know if it's still
up there. It's not up there, everybody.
Well, that's sorry. Good. But yeah, I have a signed comic from him, and he's awesome. But, yeah, it is. It's fantastic. Like, to me, it was more like, do they do the story justice? Mm-hmm. And they change a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the reasons he's called the Winter Soldier is because the Russians are the ones that abducted him.
Mm. Right.
And okay. All that jazz. But aside from that, like, it's, again, it's fitting it into the MCU logic.
Right.
Done perfectly. It's like Ultron. Like, you don't have Hank Pym.
Right.
So how do you make Ultron work? You do that.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
It's great.
They just shouldn't have made his lips move.
And eyebrows. Don't forget about eyebrows.
Eyebrows I get, because, like, you can have detached eyebrows that move. It's like Furby. You know, their eyebrows move. Okay. But, like, his lips curled.
Come on, everyone's like Furby.
Still. But the lip curling thing, I never got into that. And it would have been so much creepier if he'd just been a slot mouth that just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what could have been? My number six.
Yes.
Before we get to our midway break, is Wakanda Forever. It's amazing. Like, the more I watch it, the more I love it. The fact that it works in the first place is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The filmmaking of Ryan Coogler, like, I like the first one, but it's very much like a lot of the other Marvel origin movies. There's some amazing set pieces and all that jazz. Like, I told him, you know, no shame, no knocking, no nothing. But the second one, Wakanda Forever, it's on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, the fact that it works at all, what they did with Namor is perfect.
Yeah, it's great.
It's everything I was hoping it would be and more. Yeah. And yeah, it's amazing.
You know, I've thought about putting it on my list, but I didn't want to just rehash what I've other lists that I've put on already. Because
mm-hmm.
it is great. It's so good. I was asked a while ago, like, aside from an Avengers movie, like, what would you recommend someone to watch? And I was like, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, like, it was amazing, and it was close to when it just came out, not too long before that. So I feel like, and that's the reason I didn't put it on this list, is I feel like, again, like, again, that recency
bias. I did it for you. It's fine. It's
thank you. But it's so good, and I love Namor in this, and in the backstory of that, and how they worked it into the history, and it's brilliant, and I love it. Ugh, it should be on my list.
I know. It should. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I tried to pick the things where it's like, there are certain Marvel movies where they're just Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Ant-Man series, the Thor movies, like, they're just Marvel movies.
Right.
They're all good. It's, you know, but the ones where the filmmakers are real filmmakers, mm-hmm. like your Winter Soldiers, like your Wakanda Forevers, like some of the other ones I'm going to talk about, it's on another level. It's that The Dark Knight kind of thing where it's just like, yeah, it's a comic book movie, but it's more.
Right.
And I'm kind of pissed that the ones like Winter Soldier and Wakanda Forever didn't get the love that they should have.
Right.
Because they are that step above. They are filmmaking. They're not just making movies. We talked about this with Joe.
Yeah.
Like, there are movies, comic movies, and there are comic book films.
Mm-hmm.
This is a comic book film. Winter Soldier is a comic book film. A couple more on my list are films. Like, there's a detail to them.
Right.
A thought behind where the camera is, what the lighting's doing. Like, it's purposeful.
Right.
You're not just shooting stuff to get it on the screen. You're saying something.
Yeah.
And this does, and it's fantastic.
Well put.
I know.
Nice.
All right. That is at our breaking point. Yeah. So let's get into our surprise.
Yes.
We'll try not to drag this out too late or too long, because we still have another half a list to go.
Yeah.
But we're doing trivia,
yes,
everybody. We haven't done this possibly on this show at all.
We figured out we have never.
Or did we?
So yes, this is Marvel Trivial Pursuit.
God, some of these are very easy.
From a while ago, though.
Yeah.
That's,
a lot of these are phase one and two.
Okay. I didn't remember when this was from.
All right.
But we did it on our last show, so yeah, a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've started off the list, so I will start off with the questions. I didn't really read these yet. What device does Yinsen use to prevent the shrapnel from entering Tony's vital organs?
An arc reactor. Oh, no. It's an electromagnet. It's an electromagnet hooked up to a car battery.
Yes, but you said the wrong thing first.
I know.
So it's up to you guys to decide. I don't know if we're going to keep track of these.
We're not. And we're probably only going to do a couple cards.
I think you got a little too cocky and went in a little too quick.
I was a little too hot and fast.
Yeah.
As I do.
Yes. But no, yes, that correct on your second attempt.
Some of yours are hard.
Oh, great.
Some are incredibly easy.
If you're
easy.
Saying that, that's not good.
Name the actress who plays Vanity Fair reporter Christine Everhart.
I don't know what her name is.
Leslie Bibb.
Yeah, don't know that.
Your next one's easy.
If you say so. All right, number two for you.
Your third
How does Steve
sucks.
Rogers... Great. How does Steve Rogers chase the German agent who stole the super soldier serum? Car? Bicycle? Bus? Or on foot?
On foot.
On feet, sorry.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, on foot.
Speaking of Captain America, who plays Captain America, Jeremy?
It's one of them Chris fellas. That doesn't help me. Is there actually names on there?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, there are. On those.
No.
They're signed by him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, if you move the glare. Yes, Chris Evans. But how many Chris's do we have? Chris Evans.
Evans, Hemsworth. And Pratt.
Yeah. And I mean, there's probably others that aren't as big as them, but yeah. You're right. That one was easy. Thank you. 1 point then?
Yeah.
Great. What is the name of the female coworker that Bruce rescues? And you get options here.
Good.
Well, can you do it without?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
In Incredible Hulk?
I'm trying to think of when he even does this.
I know. I want the options.
Yeah, I'll give you the options.
Yeah.
Because it's not clicking for me right now. Martina, Martha, Mandy, or Betty?
It'd be Betty.
It is Martina.
Who the hell is Martina?
I don't know. Because I saw the answer. I'm like, what coworker is this?
Oh.
Is it Hulk?
It's an Incredible Hulk.
It is Incredible Hulk, okay.
When the thugs at the juice factory are picking on the tot chick.
Whose name
is Martina. I'm not going to feel... This is from Incredible Hulk as well.
Okay, great.
What actor plays Leonard? And I will preface this by saying we were just talking about something else that he's in before the show.
Okay, what? Hold on.
What actor plays Leonard in Incredible Hulk? Which is not part of the question. It just says what actor plays Leonard. So it's one of the guys from Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yes.
And we were just talking about something else he's in.
Yeah, he's in Modern Family. He's the dad. I don't know his name, though. I'm not good with actors' names. I'm surprised I got Chris Evans. I should have said a different name there. That would have been funnier.
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Ty Burrell.
Okay. I knew where he's from. I'll get a half point for that.
If I hadn't said Modern Family, I guess you could have answered Modern Family, but and I could have given it to you, but I didn't.
I did say Modern Family
before. Yeah, but I said it too. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. It's, yeah, I don't know.
It's like same timesies.
You didn't get the point.
Jeez. All right. After arguing with his father, what oversized piece of furniture does Thor flip over in a fit of rage?
Table.
Yeah, it's like, kind of gave the answer. A large piece of furniture. Just
footstool.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Got big boots.
Fine.
You got point. Name the celebrated actress who plays Thor's love interest, Jane Foster, in the Thor films. If you don't know this.
I can do that. Natalie Portman.
Thank you.
You said actress, and I was already like, don't know. Whoever it is. Okay. There's two big name actors that they're giving me as answers. I like that one. Good card. Halfway. All right. Well, what is the name of the heavy-duty suit of armor that Iron Man uses to try to stop the Hulk?
The Hulk. Buster, also known as Veronica.
Is it also known as Veronica, or is Veronica like the operating system? Or is it like the code name? I think it was a code name.
Yeah, I think it's a code name. Well, actually, I mean, they never actually call it the Hulkbuster. They call it that on the toys, but they never actually say Hulkbuster in the movie.
That's true. They wouldn't.
Yeah. Because it's a stupid name that you would use in a comic book, but you don't say that in a movie.
Yeah. But you are correct. It is, they have it listed as Hulkbuster.
You're getting a lot of actors. Correct. Name the actor who plays Quicksilver. Hint, he's also Kick-Ass and will also be Kraven the Hunter for reasons.
Yeah. Is it Aaron something?
It is Aaron something.
Oh, God. I'm surprised I got that close.
It's a three-namer.
Aaron Taylor Johnson?
Yes. Good boy.
I think I was saying it before really thinking it. All right. Wow. I'm surprised I got that. I will be honest. All right. Last one for you here. Name the Middle Eastern town that Obadiah sends Stark Industries munitions to without Tony's knowledge.
Gomer?
Damn. Did not think you were going to get that. Yes.
I didn't think so either. It took a second, but I got there. This. Okay.
Don't preface these with easy or not.
I'm just going to say it the way that they said it, because it's what villain said, it was Banner.
It was Banner?
It was Banner.
What villain says it was Banner? Yeah. I feel like it's a trick question.
No, it's not.
No?
If you think about it. It is from Incredible Hulk. I'll say that.
Okay. Is it his psycho dad?
The Incredible Hulk. Not Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. I got to get these movies right. The Incredible Hulk with Martina, of course.
As obviously. Obviously. As previously realized.
Blonsky, I guess?
No. No? You had two choices and you chose wrong. General Ross.
All right.
When he's
that
talking,
was all I got?
He was talking to Blonsky and he was...
It was Hulk?
It was Banner.
Oh, it was Banner. Yeah. Well, same thing, really.
Yeah.
That was a dumb question.
It is, but I mean, it's when he's talking to Blonsky and Blonsky's asking about the monster and he's like, it was Banner.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I kind of remember it now.
Good, because we watched it and it's great. All right.
I don't know if it's great.
I love Incredible Hulk. It's awesome.
Fuck, I hate you so much. Is it on your list?
No.
I didn't think so.
It's not yours?
Definitely not. Okay, we're back at it. Thank you for that intermission,
Justin and you actually got... I think we tied.
Did we?
I think so. I think.
Wow. That's not good.
Well, I mean, yeah.
We didn't get them all right either.
No.
All right, anyone that skipped over, thanks for that. But let's get back into this list. Number 5 for me.
And if this hasn't taken too long, we'll do another round at the end.
Okay.
Because it's just one card each. So.
Yeah. Okay, number 5, back to this. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah, you didn't think about that, did ya?
No.
And this is one reason some others got bumped off. Because, and it's like, for me, apparently it's like a core memory for me, because I think about it all the time when I think about this movie. Is me and you went and saw it, and you were like, sure, I'll go with you. I'm not expecting much at all.
I think a lot of that had to do more with the company I had while watching.
Oh, shut up. I hate you. You shut up. I was like, oh, what's he going with here? No, false. Because we left that thing both in just shock, like, wow, that was so much better than I expected. I was expecting to have a good time with it.
Yeah.
You were not. Mm-hmm. So I think for you, it was probably a bigger shock.
Yeah.
But man, it is. It's so good. And no, I have not watched the second one yet.
I haven't either.
We've been trying not to go out too much. So I'm waiting for it to come on some sort of streaming.
Soon.
But it was so good. Like, it was so fun. It was funny. It had emotion to it. It did everything that you would want. And the way they shot it, too. Like, the animation style was great. It was so
kind
cool.
of like rotoscope, but not quite.
Right. And, I mean, it definitely changed. Because I've seen other movies come out that are similar to it. And, I mean, not as good. And you kind of know, okay, you're just copying Spider-Man to Spider-Verse. Which is a great honor, I would think. You know, kind of trying to copy something like that. But it was so good. And it's one that I've gone back to and watched again. And my daughter enjoys. And... She's actually seen the second one without me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she went with my my nephew, and they went to watch it. And it's like, yeah. And she knows, like, she wouldn't tell me anything. Nice. And she came back, and she was like, I know you're not supposed to spoil it, so I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm like, thank you. Like, I am okay with that. I just want to know if you had fun. She did.
Great.
So, but I'm
training her.
That's yes, thank good. You.
Like that.
But yeah, it's so good. Yeah. I can watch it now. Yeah.
I don't know if I thought of it or not. It was a busy week last week, and it was hot, and I just didn't have time.
Still is.
But, yeah, I mean, it is fantastic, and the fact that it came out, I think, just a couple months, if not weeks after Stan Lee passed. Like, I don't remember the release date of this thing.
Yeah, I think it was close, yeah.
It was very close. I mean, like, closer, I think, than even Captain Marvel, and that came out in March. And... Yeah, I mean, it was just so emotional. I remember seeing that scene where he gives him the hokey costume.
Yeah.
And just, you know, it always fits sooner or later. And it was just like, oh, my God.
Great.
Like, it just crushed me. And then and Steve Ditko, who co-created Spider-Man with Stan, passed, you know, recently, too. So there was the in memoriam from both at the end.
Yeah.
And it was just like, like, it's just, and it's such a celebration of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it just, I wasn't expecting it because it's Sony.
I know.
You know, and without Marvel Studios holding their hand.
Right.
And I think Venom might have come out already at that point. I'm not sure. Which I don't care for, honestly. As much as I like Tom Hardy, I fucking hate the Venom movies. They suck. I'll watch them. Like, I'll watch the third one, but I'm not looking forward to it. And yeah, it's just incredible. I'm so excited to finally see the second one. I think it's on Blu-ray in like a couple weeks.
Awesome.
So I'm super stoked on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
My number five is one of the only non-MCU things that I have. No surprise to anybody here. Netflix is Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil, yes.
You could have said it with me.
Yeah. I was very confident, not extremely confident. Everyone else, we all knew, though. We're just waiting. What number is it?
I will say Punisher almost made the list, but I didn't want to do too many shows because what they did with Bernthal and Punisher, I'm so glad he's coming back.
Yes.
Like, it's near fucking, like, perfect. I need to watch that show again. But what they did with Daredevil, it was such a breath of fresh air. It's the best thing that came out of that Netflix era of hodgepodgey crap. Iron Fist. I didn't even make it through season two of Luke Cage, honestly.
I don't know if I did.
I started it and I was just like, it's the same thing again. Same with Jessica Jones. Like, I watched the whole thing and I was like, this is the same thing, but worse because David Tennant's not in it as much.
God, he's great.
He is great. But yeah, Daredevil is fantastic. Charlie Cox is perfect. I'm so glad he's back. D'Onofrio did such a cool take on Fisk.
Yeah.
And he's coming back. Henson as Foggy and Deborah as Karen and like everything they did in that show. And what's her face as Elektra? I'm not going to try and say her name because I'm going to say it wrong. Like, everything just hit in every way. Stick was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, they fumbled a little with the hand and the defenders and all that jazz, but even when it came back for season three, It was fantastic. My only real criticism is he spent too much time in the black suit after getting the red one.
Oh, yeah.
But aside from that, it's just awesome. And I would have loved to have seen Bullseye in his suit. But, like, it's great. Yeah. It's everything I was hoping a Daredevil show would be.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for Born Again, hopefully one day, when all the strike bullshit ends.
Yeah.
And the studios pay them what they deserve.
Yes. if I were to pick shows, that would definitely be on there with Punisher, like you said. Yeah, great show. Absolutely. Okay, number four, which is Black Panther, the first one, which it could be the second one. It could be both. They're co-number fours as of now, but I'm only going to talk about Black Panther. Okay. It had to make my list, of course. I super enjoyed it. I was a huge fan of it when it came out. It was great. Killmonger, I loved. He's a cool, again, another one of those cool villains where you kind of root for because he's not really that good of a guy like Bucky is. Like, Bucky just got brainwashed into being a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Killmonger is more of a bad guy out of survival, which is fair.
Yeah.
And he looks so cool. It was great. I loved it. I've talked about this multiple times. He's my favorite villain. I've got that poster thing up on my wall about him. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's one of my favorite movies. Obviously, I mean, it's number four on my list here. Mm. And the others are, you can't beat those in my eyes, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Black Panther had to be on my list, and I just wasn't sure how high. You made me decide it's number four.
That is fair. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't as bowled over with Black Panther when I first saw it. The more I watch it, the more I like it. I made some connections with, like, the James Bond-esque style of it, okay, which made me really appreciate it more.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chadwick is fantastic. Like, he I is. Said,
yeah, I didn't even know, mention him.
But yeah, I mean, we didn't talk about him in Civil War either, unfortunately, but, like, the second he first spoke in Civil War, I was like, that guy's Black Panther.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, I'm so sad that he's gone, because he was so perfect, and I wanted to see more. Like, him versus Huerta's Namor.
Oh.
All day, please. Yeah. Like, that would have blown what we got out of the water.
Yeah.
No pun intended. And
that's good.
It's, yeah, I mean, he was amazing.
He was.
In every way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, they're very, like, he's like a Downey, he's like a Hemsworth, like an Evans, those people where it's like, I don't see anybody else playing this role.
Right.
Like, as much as I like Scarlett Johansson and Jeremy Renner and some of the ancillary characters we've had, like, I could see someone else filling those shoes.
Right. When I hear the name, I do think of that person.
Yeah.
But like you said, somebody else could also have played them and be like, yeah, that works too.
Yeah. But he is Black Panther.
Yeah.
It's why I was so happy to hear that they weren't recasting.
Yes.
Because he's Black Panther.
Yeah.
It's like if they had to replace Downey or Hemsworth or Evans, like, they are those characters. Right. I don't care. It's them.
Yeah.
Like, if you do a reboot in a handful of years and you recast, fine. But not finishing with those actors. It's like when they were saying, oh, we don't need Robert Downey Jr. to play Iron Man in Civil War.
Huh.
When that whole, I think it was Bob Iger, or no, it wasn't Iger, it was someone else. Perlmutter. It was Perlmutter. Saying they didn't need Downey. It's like, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
And he is Iron Man.
He is Iron Man.
Like, the reason that movie works is him. Yeah. Sorry.
Yep. I'm pretty sure if my daughter sees him in it, that's Iron Man.
Yeah.
Not, that's Robert. And she probably doesn't know what his real name is, but she knows him as Iron Man.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
Which, side tangent, have you ever watched the movie Chef that Favreau did?
Yes.
So we just watched it last night because for food.
Your food. And, food-a-thon, that's right.
And Downey's in that for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's right.
He is. I know. I always forget. Yeah. And it's just like, God, he's
which makes sense. You got Favreau and he directed it and started it and wrote it and all that.
Which, if you like food stuff, Chef, Jon Favreau did like the Chef show. And it's on Netflix.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's actually called The Chef Show, but I think it's pretty close to that if it's not.
Okay.
And there's an episode where it's taking place during, I believe, the filming of Infinity War.
Oh, really?
And so Favreau is at a table with Feige, the Russos, Tom Holland, and Downey. And they're talking about filmmaking and food and stuff. They're short episodes.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun.
I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot
imagine
of fun.
Imagine being at that table.
Right?
I couldn't eat, dude.
I remember seeing a picture of it online. Yeah. You know, like a behind the scenes, like, oh, here's a thing that was tweeted out of all of them at this table, and then that's what that was.
Wow.
Yeah. You should watch it if you haven't. It's on Netflix. It's great.
I haven't.
All right. Now we're getting into the heavy hitters. My number four has to be here because of how great and emotionally devastating it is. Mm-hmm. Logan.
It will be spoken of again.
It's just gut-wrenchingly good. The only knock I have on this is that every other X-Men movie is so nonsensically not connected that really all you have to do is watch the first one and then this. Because that's all that's talked about, is the thing at the Statue of Liberty.
Right. And
that's it. Otherwise, it's amazing. The ending is incredible.
Yeah.
When she tips the cross at the end, it gets me and my wife every time. Yeah. Like, it's just perfect. It's to the point where it's like, I'm kind of sad that he's back for Deadpool 3.
Right. But
this is like, this and Secret Wars are like the only things that I'm okay with him coming back in because it's multiverse wackiness.
Right.
Because it's just such a perfect ending for him.
Yeah.
And it's so well done. Again, film.
Yes.
Like, there's an intent. There's almost like a texture to a film that you can see.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a quality of the image that comes across. Whereas movies, they just look all gloss. It's like, as much as I like Multiverse of Madness, it's a movie.
Right.
Like, it should have been a film, like the first one, but it's a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fun, it's glossy, it's shiny, and a lot of crazy action shit happens, and then it ends, and you go, okay, that was fun.
Yeah.
Next. But this, like, stops you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just finish this movie and then watch Frasier or something. Right. Like, you stop, and you think, and you have to, like, regain yourself before moving on with the rest of your day.
Right. I'm trying to avoid talking about it because I'm going too soon. I'm just agreeing with you, and I want to say things, but I know I'm waiting.
Well, we're at number three. Is it your number three?
Yes. No, it is not my number three. I would have just jumped in with you. So it tells you it's top two. And it was going to be top two. Is it going to be top three without a doubt? Like, when I started this list, I had these movies, and then I thought of more.
That's kind of how mine went with my top three, because it's hard to beat the three.
Yeah. But for number three is Infinity War.
Me too.
Perfect. Let's talk.
Yeah.
What do you got, buddy? No, it was great. Your pick? I mean,
you go first.
It's what we talked about with the first Avengers. It's everyone is now here, which then it was also everyone because that was everyone at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But this, it blows your mind if you think about, like, the people that are in this and all the movies that they've done aside from just the Marvel ones, and they're just great actors and actresses, and it's amazing that they can get all these people on one screen
and that they keep coming back.
Yes.
Like, these aren't just, like, has-beens looking for another shot. Like, these are, I mean, Downey was on the outs when the first Iron Man happened. This saved his career, basically. But, like, these other actors have shit going on.
Yeah.
And have grown since this.
Yes.
Like,
and still come back. Because they know what's been built here. And it started, not started, but this was one of those examples of wow, you can do this. Like, you can have all these huge names and have all this story build up into this huge culmination. And it's incredible. It's like, the more I think about it, that's why I'm so excited to get my daughter through this. Like, because it's insane what they were able to do. And I don't know if she'll really understand that. The story is still going to blow her away, I'm sure. Until the one scene that we've all talked about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, but it's so tough because with us, we waited for it. The reason the first Avengers movie is so amazing is because we had to work for it.
That's true.
It was starting in 2008 with that glimmer of hope with Nick Fury, going, oh shit, this might be a thing. It's why I saw that movie 8 times in theaters. Like, that scene is why I saw that movie, and I'm not joking, 8 times in theaters. Jeez. It's my record.
Okay.
I saw the first Avengers movie 6 times. But we built. It was 4 years of five to then six movies to get here.
All right.
This was, I'm going to try and do the math, but it was six, and nine, I think.
21?
I think. Somewhere in, yeah, I think so. In the early 20s.
Yeah.
Movies leading and having this cohesive-ish story.
Right.
You know, there's some dips and wanes and whatever. Fine. Yeah.
Some stuff but, doesn't matter. And
yeah,
some...
but I mean, 20 films in, and we've seen a couple other studios try this and not get halfway there.
Yeah.
And still fumble.
Yeah.
The fact that this works is amazing. It is. Then we get to what happens next, and it worked even better, and it's even more amazing.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. And just that opening scene and that dark music and the voiceover by Kenneth Branagh, director of Thor, doing that call for help.
Yeah.
It's just that opening, like, it gives you goosebumps. It does, like, it's, and then the ending.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's what they were going to do. And I figured it out right before it was going to happen.
Oh, really?
Well, because the snap happens in the comics.
Yeah.
It's not as big a deal, but it does happen. And it's a bigger universe because it's the comics, so they can use the whole pool.
Yeah.
But in this, it was like they keep talking about the snap, or, you know, he could just, you know, snap it all away. Mm-hmm. And I've read the comics, so I know what happens. But like I said, it's not that big a deal. But like the movie was coming to an end, and I was like, okay, one of two things is going to happen. They're either going to stop him at the last second, mm-hmm. or he's going to do it. And that's how the movie ends. And like, I'm getting goosies thinking about it now.
Yeah.
And when I saw him snap, I went, oh shit. Yeah. I know what happens next. Yeah. And then it happened, and it was just so gut-wrenching.
It was.
And knowing they're all going to come back,
yeah.
It was still gut-wrenching.
Yeah, but it was, and it was the, how are they going to all come back?
Yeah.
Because they've done such a great job up to this, you know it's going to be a good reason,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know what it is. Yeah. And, oh, it's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
All right, that was also my number three. So, what is your two?
Okay, my number two is Logan. When I think of these lists, and when you mentioned any Marvel, that's when I knew. Okay, Logan's on the list.
Has to be.
Yep. I loved that movie when it came out. I think I might have. I did. I went to the theater twice for that movie. I don't do that. That's not a thing that I do. So for me to have done that was a big deal. And, I mean, it's not, everyone understands it's Logan, so, yeah, okay, not a big deal, but it was for me.
We were at Comic-Con, or we were at least, yeah, I think, and we were in Seattle, and, yeah, we ended up going to I think it was the Regency.
Right. It blew me away. I was not expecting that out of this movie. I was looking forward to it, you know, it looked cool, yeah. He was old man Logan kind of a thing. He is old, let's see what he's up to now, and I was not expecting that. I was not expecting the emotion out of it.
Mm-hmm.
She calls him daddy. It's been a while since I've watched it. And I want to so bad, but I'm waiting. Like I mentioned before, I'm waiting to watch these.
Well, how are you going to fit those in? That's not part of the timeline.
Well, this, yeah, I know, but not yet. No. But.
True.
Because I did have her watch Spider-Man 1 and 2. But I have made it clear they're different Spider-Men. And
she'll figure it out later.
Yeah. I'm also looking forward to that because that's going to be real cool. And I hope she remembers.
I mean, you have to watch The Amazing Spider-Man.
I know. But I figured we might be doing it for this anyways. And by the time we get to that, we'll probably slow down after Endgame.
Yeah.
Let her breathe with that one a little bit, you know. But I don't know if we can because she also wants to watch The Marvels in November. Anyways, back to this. Sorry, everyone. Yeah, Logan was amazing. It was so emotional for me. And I think it was because I had a daughter not far before that. And so it was just an emotional type of thing for me what's her name?
Laura.
Yes. With Laura in there. I just remember her as X-23.
That too.
Yeah. It didn't sound as good. But yeah, it was just so, that's the thing with these top two ones is that they emotionally moved me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're comic book movies, but still. They have a story to them and heart to them. And, yeah, so I knew right away this was on my list.
Well, I mean, that's what drove my list, honestly. Whether it was joy, dread, whatever. Okay. Like the heart pounding in Civil War, the right. joy of seeing true Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, the devastation that is Infinity War. And it's why, if we're moving on, my number two is my number two, and it was almost my number one. Like, number one is a cheat. There's yeah. no way it's not one.
Yeah.
But honestly, because of that, this was almost one. Volume 3 is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing Marvel's ever done. I know I say that a lot, but I usually say
you
one
said
of.
It for the last nine.
I know. And I usually, but I preface with one of the best.
Okay, okay.
I think this might be, like, and it's tough because Volume 3 ends the Guardians trilogy
yeah.
with some Infinity War and Endgame thrown in.
Right.
Endgame, which we'll talk about in 5 seconds, is yep. the culmination of the entire MCU to that point. And the fact that they did it, what impresses me with Volume 3 is what made me rethink Civil War. And it's what, because I remember we got out of the theater mm-hmm. and I said, I think this beats Captain America.
Yeah.
And you were surprised.
I was.
And I was like, let me think about it. But I'm pretty sure it does. And yeah. then I figured out why. And it's because it ends.
Right.
There is a solid, satisfying ending to this team where if they never show these guys again, I'll be sad because they're great, but I'll be okay with it.
Right.
Because it's over in its way.
Right.
Civil War ends with a big-ass question mark. And a dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, that's one of those TV hokey things where they go, the end? Question mark, dot, dot, dot. This is the end.
Right.
And it's so satisfying. And the fact that, yeah. sorry for spoiling it if you haven't seen it, but it's on Disney Plus, so fuck off and watch it.
Jeez.
No one died. We were dead set someone was going to die.
Yeah.
Rocket Had or to. Drax.
Someone has to.
Yeah. And no one did. And the fact mm-hmm. that they did that and pulled that off, and it's so crushing. Every flashback scene with Rocket is yeah. so draining. Like, I was almost crying so many times. Like, I'm a cat guy.
Right.
My wife turned me into a cat guy. I've owned cats for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
One of them's named Bucky. So there you go.
There you go.
Like, so just seeing Rocket in pain and being tormented by the High Evolutionary, and he did such a great job.
Yeah.
Like, it just works in every way. And it's such a satisfying trilogy. I did all three in the holiday special, and it works. It's
nice.
Just a solid, like, yeah, you miss Infinity War Endgame because of the Gamora stuff, but you don't need to see it.
Okay.
It helps, obviously.
I think having seen it,
yeah.
works.
Like having it in the background, but you don't need it as your part of right. your marathon
yeah,
if
yeah.
you don't want it to waste 5+ hours doing so.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's so satisfying in every way.
Yeah, it is really good. Yeah. yeah. So, I mean, not a surprise at all that it's on your list yeah. or even that high. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Endgame.
Yeah. I mean, it has, like you said, it has to be. And it's not just because... It's not just because we have anything. I mean, it was just that great. It's not because it was the culmination of that first arc of story, of the Infinity Gauntlet story.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I don't think it is, at least. I mean, sure, it could be, but it is also just really good.
It helps, but I mean, it's like with Volume 3. It's sinking the shot, and sinking
yeah.
it twice in a right. row. Like, Infinity War shouldn't work, but it does.
Right.
Endgame really shouldn't work, and it works even better.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's kind of hokey and dumb, but that's the point. It's time travel.
Yeah.
They figure it out in 5 seconds. Of course they do. It's a plot device to get to the next thing. Just
yes.
watch it and have fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's just great. And it's such a cool, like, recap of the MCU.
Mm. Yeah.
It's so satisfying with, like, they make Thor the Dark World better, which
yes.
is an impossible thing to do. The Russos actually, or not the Russos, Marcus and McFeely,
yeah.
who wrote the Caps and Infinity War and Endgame, wrote Thor the Dark World.
Really?
Really, really.
I probably knew that because we discussed it, but... Yeah.
Or at least I think they were part of it. I don't know if they wrote it, but like right. they worked on it.
Wow. Yeah.
I know. it's shocking and disturbing at
we
the
all
same
start
time.
Somewhere.
I know. And the fact that it, like I said, just the fact that it works, that they were able to land that plane is near impossible.
Yeah.
And they did it twice.
Yeah, I know. And it's great that it was so good, but it has made anything after that difficult. Because, yeah, sure, we all expect, because for a long time, like we mentioned earlier, that whole phase three, everything was so good and got so much better with each one. And so a lot of people expect that to continue to happen.
And I argue it has. But
yeah, you can argue both ways. I understand the I understand the argument of you thinking it didn't.
Because the thing is that you have to remember that they built to that. Phase one was good. It wasn't great.
Yes.
Phase two was better, but it wasn't phase three.
Yeah.
Phase three was near perfect. It had its stumbles, but the way they built phase three into Infinity War and Endgame worked perfectly.
Yeah. It was so good. Because you can't just... Let's say just those movies came out, they'd be terrible. You'd have no idea what was going on. Why should we care about any of these people? Anyway, if it was just those Justice two comic League. Movies...
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Exactly. Why would you care? You wouldn't. But it's that culmination of everything together finally coming to this. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so much better. Yeah. And it is. It's so good.
I don't mean to shit on the distinguished competition. In fact, I have actually lobbied several times, Jeremy, to have us talk about those movies on this show because I actually like DC stuff. But the reason Superman's death doesn't matter in Batman v Superman is because we saw him in, if you include Batman v Superman, two things spread 3 years apart with a bunch of question marks as to what the fuck does that matter?
Yeah.
Like, we were asked to care about the death of a character we spent a couple hours with one time.
Right.
A couple years ago. We've spent 10 years with Tony Stark. 11 by the time you get to Endgame.
Yeah.
With 3, 6, 7, 8 movies.
Yeah.
With Homecoming. 9, Civil War. Like, jeez. He's Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Henry Cavill is Superman and should continue to be and whatever, but we've lived with Tony as Iron Man, so when he dies, a part of us dies because that is our childhood in a way. I mean, we were, you know, young adults and adults at the time.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that was my 20s.
Yeah.
Was Tony Stark as Iron Man.
Yeah. We grew up with him and we learned so much about him and reasons why we should care.
And why it's so important that he did what he did.
Right.
They say it in the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
You're not the man to lay down on a wire and give your life for someone else. And then he does.
And he does, yeah.
Gooseys. Just talking about it. Like, it's just perfect.
It's great. It's so good.
And he didn't need a devastation of, you know, a bunch of Avengers die and Cap dies and Thor dies. And it's just one. And he ends up, it's the most important one.
Right.
Because he started it all.
Yep. It's poetic.
It is. It really is. I mean, it's what's kind of nice about what you're doing with your release order.
Yeah.
Is that you start with Iron Man.
Yeah.
And you end with him dying.
Yeah.
And that's how you end a book.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't get, I think, about Phase 4, is we're starting a new book.
Yeah.
Like, just forget everything you know. We're back at Iron Man 1 with Black Widow, Shang-Chi, moving forward.
Yep.
But whatever. What do I know? I just do a show about this stuff every couple weeks.
That's right. Well, we did it.
We did it.
We did our top 10 Marvel movies and shows.
And show.
Just can't forget Daredevil.
Show.
Yeah. Let's just quickly run through them real quick, and then we'll wrap things up.
Yeah.
So I got 10 is First Class, 9 Thor Ragnarok, 8 The Avengers, 7 Deadpool, 6 Captain America the Winter Soldier, 5 Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, 4 Black Panther Wakanda Forever, 3 Infinity War, 2 Logan, and 1 Endgame.
I like that while we had a few similar ones, except for the last one, none of them were the same.
Yeah.
My number 10 was Civil War. 9 was Homecoming. 8 was Winter Soldier. 7 was Far From Home. 6 was Wakanda Forever. 5 was the Daredevil Netflix show. 4 was Logan. 3 was Infinity War. 2 was Volume 3. And 1 was Endgame.
We did it, everyone.
Woot.
I would love to know what your guys' top 10, top 5, whatever you want. Just you.
Yeah. Top 3. Yeah. Top 1. I don't care. What's your favorite Marvel movie? Let us know.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's going to tell you how to let us know.
You can let us know by going to that website, wearemarvelpod.com. That will give you links to our social medias. Or you can just find us, We Are Marvel Pod, on everything that there is, really.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com. And while you're on the website, click on that merchandise link, and that'll take you over to our merchandise page, where you can pick a design you like, and then from there you can pick a shirt, sweatshirt, notebook, cup, whatever you want.
Pillow. If you want to rest your face on my face, you can.
Gross. But you can do that. You can pay to do that. And I don't know anyone.
That's better.
Yeah, it's, do it. But if you do end up getting a sticker, pillow, whatever, we'd love to know about that. Yep. So again, you already know how to get hold of us. Do that. But Justin, what are we going to talk about next week episode? I don't know if it's next week. Next episode.
Well, next week episode. I hope it's not 2 week an episode, but we are going into some sketchy territory because yeah. We're back into the movies and we are talking the 2005 Rager hit Elektra.
Yeah. We didn't get enough in Daredevil, or yes, no, I got Daredevil. It right, Daredevil.
In 2003.
We have to get more.
I like Jennifer Garner. I think she's great.
Everybody does. She is fine.
Great. I said okay, great.
Sorry. Yes, she is great. I
but
aside from
this,
her as this, I don't have any problems with anything she's done.
That's fair.
She did this.
I'm excited to watch this again because I haven't watched it in over a decade.
Are we going to finally shit on a movie together?
Maybe.
It's been a long time.
It has been. Howard the Duck. I wouldn't be surprised if I find some glimmers of hope in this, because that's what I try and do on things. But I am interested to see what it's like. Because even when it came out, I was like, I like this because it's a comic book movie, not because it's good. And the more I watched it, the more I realized it was not good. All I remember, honestly, aside from her wearing the red, which is cool,
yeah.
is the guy with the tattoos that came alive.
I don't remember that. No. I don't know
what. And Luca from ER.
Honestly, I think what I remember from Elektra is what I saw in Daredevil. Because I keep thinking back to the Evanescence and the fighting thing.
Yeah, that's all Daredevil.
And that's Daredevil, yeah. So I don't know what I'm in store for. I just know it's going to suck.
a romper of a ripper of a great time. That's what you're in for.
Man, this is going to do damage to my marriage, for sure.
And will to live.
Yes, and will to live, yeah. I'm going to have to get myself in a very happy place before I start this. All right, everyone. Again, you know how to get a hold of us. Please do. We'd love to hear from you. And again, thank you for joining us, whether this is your first episode or your 100th. It's been a blast.
Happy 100.
Let's go for 100 more.
Yeah.
Let's see where we're at.
We can do it.
All right.
Or not.
But until next time, episode 101, I've been Jeremy.
I've been Justin.
Bye.
Bye. Get your Dalmatians ready.
Took me a sec. I got there. Yeah.